Welcome to Star Killer Radio. So we're finally back after, what, 2 months?
Oh my god, it's been 2 months, you guys. I missed you.
I agree. It's been so long, and it's been so long since we've been here.
Yes, we apologize. It's just, you know, we're young, we're in school. We have stuff to deal with. I mean, it happens.
Yeah, busy schedules going on with, you know, stuff coming to an end, but we're back. And we're here to stay. We won't leave again. We apologize for that. It's been a while.
Yes, trust us. I'm sure you guys were all eager to, like, listen to us talk about
your wonderful shows. Things.
Yes, wonderful anime stuff and random, you know, comments and opinions of it. But yes, here we are after 2 months. And hopefully you guys aren't going away. Hopefully you guys stayed and kept checking. I mean, you know, it happens, you guys. Don't worry.
Yeah, it's been really long and it's been busy the last 2 months. But we're finally back and we have new stuff for you guys.
Yes, we do. A lot. Well, semi a lot, you know.
There's a lot out there. Okay. This is so much we can do.
You guys already got some of this new stuff. I mean, I'm sure you guys checked it out. Yeah, or it got to you even before we say it. But, you know, we still say it just in case.
Yeah, some people a lot of people don't really have the time to look up, you know, news and information or manga or anything like that. But that's why we do it, like, when we have the chance to, like tonight with recording. It's a lot easier. And I tend to learn a lot about stuff going on and stuff like that.
Yes. I mean, I always get my information from Twitter. People, like, tweet me and they're like, oh, hey, you watch this, right? Oh, check this out. And then I'm like, oh, my God, how did you find this? How come I can't research stuff like that?
Yeah, because sometimes, you know, sometimes other people just have the chance to have the time. When I have the time, I'll look into stuff I've missed. But it's
Okay, that sucked.
Okay, where were we? Just talking about how if we were to really, like, go over all the news that we haven't done in 2 months, we would be here for over an hour.
Yes, we would. It's a lot of news, but I'm sure you guys already know
most of it.
Okay.
Let's get started. Let's get this up and running.
First off is Trigger makes anime promo for Enter Brain's winning novel. Let's see. On Friday, Enter Brain's Famitsu Bonko imprint began streaming the anime promotional video that it commissioned for the winner of the 14th Entama Prize. The anime studio Trigger produced this video from Naruto Kiriyama's Yonhyaku Niju Renpai Girl, rejected by 420 girls in a row. Wow, novel, which will go on sale with illustrations by Ryo Nanamomo.
That's in about a week or so, in a couple days. And I actually heard about this on Twitter, and it's a romance comedy type of book, which I really would want to read, because that's my type of thing.
I like romantic manga and stuff. I think it's cute, but I have, like, them is sometimes too, because sometimes the, like, the female characters are too feminine, and I'm like, it's cute, but
it's not working for you.
Yeah, it's not my chemistry.
You didn't make chemistry with the character. That's sad.
Oh, she just pawned me just now. Okay. Yes, I make chemistry with my characters. Okay, I fall in love with every one of them. You know, despite, you know, their little weird kinks and stuff. I don't know. Hey, I'm not the only one.
So secretly, Akuma has, like, she falls in love with, like, manga characters, even though they're not real. But, you know, in her storyline, it's real, and they have this, like, love romance type of relationship. But she has one of those with every character that comes out.
Currently, I am in love with Klein from Sword Art Online. So,
currently,
he's Right now, he's
That
my
should
guy.
change within the next couple of days.
It might. Yeah, it might.
Not
Who
it might,
knows?
I know. Anything
Yeah,
we
shit.
watch or anything we, you know, you read, you're gonna fall in love with.
Yes. I'll fall in love with at least one character. But that's just
But you know, she secretly has love relationship with you guys anyways. Oh man.
Right.
This is what I've missed.
So yeah, this is going into like I know, right? Okay. So, yes, this novel is turning into an anime. Hopefully, okay, it's about, let's see, it follows a boy who must successfully confess his love to one of the 420 girls, or he will die.
And in more ways than one. Ooh, when is this premiering?
This is interesting. Okay. So, okay.
It still hasn't, there isn't a premiere date just yet, but hopefully soon. But I will watch this. But I'm along with that, hopefully soon it comes out. Like it premieres like in the next week or the summer, because I know we're waiting for a lot of things this summer. Sailor
yes.
Moon's coming back this year.
Oh my god, I'm so excited
I
about
know,
that.
Aren't we
That's
all?
The only thing I'm looking forward to. Right, in 2015, Sailor Moon is coming
and
back.
And it is
oh, yeah.
2013, so...
Right. Our next little news is Detective Opera Milky Holmes gets third TV anime this summer. Okay, Detective Opera Milky Holmes co-creator Rei Kodoma confirmed on Thursday that a new project was announced during Bushi Road stage event. The summer anime will be the third television anime that will advance the franchise into a new stage with new characters.
Ooh, this should be interesting.
It looks very cutesy. But I like how, oh, you know who that looks like? This new like character that they have down here, it looks like Kisa from Fruits Basket.
Oh, yeah, it does.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like the first little face.
They
want to
start
right
hosting, what is it? Cast for an auditions on February 1st.
Ooh, okay. Who's a voice actor?
Oh, we'll do it.
Get on this. Alright. Our next one is, ooh, Sentai Filmworks licenses K-On! Film. Oh my god.
Yes.
North American anime licensing company Sentai Filmworks announced on Wednesday that has licensed the K-On! Film.
Yay.
Ooh,
so that means, if you guys haven't found out yet, I don't know if you know, Kuma, but the K-On! Film will be dubbed. Yes.
Oh, really? What? Oh, okay. So for you, like, non-Japanese... Dub
and I don't like subtitles, and it's hard.
Yeah,
and it's hard for you guys to keep up with subtitles, and it is soon to get done. That's the most best thing ever.
Right, I've heard the I've seen only one episode where it's K-On! That's dubbed officially dubbed. Well, I saw a preview, not the actual episode. I saw a preview of it. I don't like Ritsu's voice.
It sounds weird, right?
It sounds very odd. I think they were trying to make the impression that she was not very feminine, so they made her voice sound like that. But it doesn't, it's not very, you know, it's not like I imagined
it's
it.
Funny, yeah, a lot of the things, you know, that are, some of the things are better in Japanese than they are when they're dubbed. But, like, voices-wise, because you picture them differently, but...
Yes. Exactly.
Sometimes it's always best because some people get the chance to watch it and know and understand what they're missing. Because a lot of people, like for me, when I first started watching anime, it took me a while to get to hold on to like really catching up with subtitles, like staying really reading them fast because they change fast.
Yeah. Exactly.
So it got difficult, but I was able to do it within a matter of a couple weeks. And it's awesome now, like, I'm a pro at it, but for some people, it takes more time.
I know, but I mean, they'll get used to it. I mean, because that's how I was, the first official anime, minus Sailor Moon, because I grew
of
up
course.
With that show, was was Fruits Basket, and I watched it dubbed, because when I saw, I was going to watch it in Japanese subtitles, English subtitles, with Japanese audio. but it just didn't work out for me in the beginning, and it sounded weird because the language was really foreign to me. So I'm like, I'm gonna watch
for
the dub.
I saw Planet the first couple episodes before it hit English subtitled.
Yeah.
And it was difficult, but I got onto it. And actually, no, Planet wasn't the first one. It was I forgot the name, and it's been so long since I've seen it. It's about like a bakery and stuff. Like people, they bake for fun, and it was yes. It was English subtitles. And from what I'm hearing, I don't know if it's true. I'll look into that when I get the chance. But that show will be dubbed soon, and I look forward to that because yeah, it took me a while. I have to sometimes pause the show to like read what they're saying because I'll like miss what they're saying and then have no idea what's going on. And sometimes yeah. For people, the way it works is watching the show but not reading the subtitles, and that's how they know what's going on. But for me, I can't because I have to know what they're saying. But
yeah, I mean that's exactly what I thought. So I'm like, oh, God.
But Planet, but I mean, for me was I watched maybe 10 episodes subbed before I watched them dubbed. And yeah. I don't regret it watching it dubbed either, and neither do I watching it subbed. I'll probably watch it subbed throughout the entire thing now than I did at first. Along with Death Note. Death Note wasn't dubbed for a while, so I watched a couple episodes online subbed. So I don't regret it, and I learned a lot that way too. But I think for some people, it's a little more difficult.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, we each have our own little, what are they called? Preferences?
Preferences.
I can't speak right now, you guys. Sorry.
Yeah. We got here, yeah. And she was, like, really excited. She was speaking all tongue-tied.
Yeah, I was getting, like, my tongue right now is twisted. Don't ask how it got that way, because I was, like, chewing on some Starburst, and, you know, anyway.
I don't know how that happens, but okay.
You know, like, when you're trying to unwrap the candy in your
mouth.
Oh,
yeah.
I can't do that.
I can't do that either. I've tried, but I can't. I failed to succeed.
Our other piece of news is Sentai Filmworks adds colorful anime film. What? The North American anime licensing company Sentai Filmworks announced on Wednesday that it has licensed the colorful anime film. The company will release the film on bilingual DVD and Blu-ray disc and through digital outlets soon, quote, quote. Colorful? I've never even heard of this. Okay. The protagonist is brought back to inhabit the body of a 14-year-old boy who just committed suicide. Thus, the protagonist begins a new life. Okay, I'm gonna watch this.
Ooh.
That's interesting. That's so. Wow, I've never heard of a plot of this.
There's a lot of things that hasn't been, you know, that we haven't heard about, and it's so good. So everything I hear that I like, the story, like the background, I've heard. And if I like it, I'll be like, I'm going to watch it. And I'll put that on the top of my list.
I know, me too. I have like, I literally do have a list.
A wrist.
Bleh, wrist. God, you guys, are you laughing?
I'm sorry, it's just funny.
All right, what's our next Okay. Kingdom's second anime series to premiere this June. Hey, these guys actually look kind of sexy.
I think she meant to keep that to herself.
Yeah, sorry guys. Japanese public broadcaster NHK announced on Wednesday that the second Kingdom anime series will premiere this June on the BS Premium channel. Let's see. The second series, set in China's Warring States period, will run every Saturday at 11:49 p.m. Okay, there you go. I've never heard of this show, but I like their eyes. They're like a picture right here, and their eyes look nice.
Oh man,
I like the guy with the ponytail.
If you guys know Akuma, you know she has hair weirdest fetishes ever. And especially like when we have, you know, conversations about anime and like stuff like that and other stuff. But she'll come out with like the most randomest comments ever.
You guys, I have a fetish for long hair on guys, or, you know, like guys wearing ponytails, and I have a fetish for glasses. Oh my god, glasses and soup. Oh my god, oh Jesus. You guys should see some of the pictures I have in my
iPad. I don't know if I want to do that.
Oh man. Yeah, but yes, check out the second anime series. The first one ended, it premiered last June, and oh, and it's gonna end, what? And it's ending after 38 episodes in February. That's interesting. Alright. Our next one is One Piece, Evangelion, Wolf Children.
Yeah, Evangelion, Wolf Children, Momo Friends, earned Japan Academy Prize nod.
Yes. Okay, let's see what it is. Oh, okay, so the Japan Academy Prize Association for Excellence in Film announced the nominees for the 36th Annual Awards on Tuesday. The five movies that have been nominated for
Animation of the Year. Ooh, I want to read it. See, it says Evangelion 3.0, You Can Not Redo, Wolf Children, A Letter to Momo, Friends, Madoka Shima no Naki, which is that looks a cute picture, One Piece, Filmsy. I don't know why One Piece is on here, but I won't go there because then I will probably argue about this or complain really about my feeling about this for about an hour.
But yes, let's see. So there are your nominees. Are they gonna announce which ones won?
On Tuesday, actually. So we'll let you guys know when we know next week. For the following,
what is it called? A Letter to Momo looks interesting. It kind of looks like the animation looks like Anohana and this other one. It's about this girl who traveled through like time loops. What was it called? Forget the name. But I think you guys know which one I'm talking about. Okay. Our last, last speaker news is 11 titles nominated for 6 Manga Taisho Awards. The executive committee for the 6 Manga Taisho Awards has announced this year's 11 nominated works on Monday. The official English name of the awards is the Cartoon Grand Prize.
You know what the Friends Madoka Shima no Naki looks like?
Which one?
After A Letter to Momo.
Oh,
it looks
yeah?
like, what is it? Like, sort of like Winnie the Pooh type of thing.
Yeah, it did, right? So I wasn't tripping, okay? I was gonna say, like, what? It does look like it, though. But I like that type of animation, though, because it's cute. Makes me think of childhood stuff. It makes me nostalgic.
Makes you miss when you don't have to worry about random stuff and math and all that other crap we do now.
Yeah. Oh man. Manga Taisho 2013 nominees. What is okay? I never heard of this one. Ansatsu Kyoshitsu is the first one. Yumimachi Diary is the second. Third is The Bride Stories. Fourth is Ore Monogatari. Am I on the fourth one? Five, Sanzoku Diary. 6, Terraformers. 7, Ninjen Karimenchu. 8, High Score Girl. 9, Bokura no Funkasai. 10, Barome Yokose. Or Koso, sorry. And is this 11?
Yeah.
No long name. Okay, 7 Little Sons of the Dragon. So there are your 2013 nominees of Manga Title Awards. I've never heard of any of these, by the way, and they look so
They look
weird.
Different to anything I've seen.
I know, right? This is wow, 2013 is gonna hit, like,
it's gonna be a great year.
be a different generation of anime. Oh, okay. I want to add two more things.
That's fine. Cool? I didn't even know what you would ask.
Okay, I have two things. The first one, I'm pretty sure everyone has already heard about this news because the first one was announced in December. I can't believe I barely found out last weekend. Kuroko no Basket, which everyone knows.
Gets a season
because it's
two?
A bunch of like. Yes,
you did not know?
It's getting.
What is
no,
wrong
I did not
you?
Know until last weekend. And I got so mad at myself because I was like, really? How did I not know this? Oh my god, I've been trying to keep up with it because I've heard rumors that the author was getting threatened to stop the series. So I was like, oh dear god, no, that means we might not get a season two. But yeah, and I found out last weekend because I was randomly searching it up again because I haven't done it in like weeks. And I'm like, oh, let me see if I can find more information again. And yes, I found out second season is going to start this year, I think, in April.
I believe so.
If not, summer.
I believe April, because so the dates haven't been decided yet. It's between April and June. So either at the start of summer or in the middle of April.
I hope it's April. I really hope it's April. I can't wait.
I know.
Anymore.
There's just so much that I'm waiting for this year.
I know. My second little thing is the K Project anime. That is also getting a second season.
Did you
this
not
year.
Read on Twitter? I sent it to you.
Yes. You did? Oh my god.
I sent it to you when I found out when that news came out.
Oh my Jesus. You guys, I'm so happy. If you guys already knew this, I feel like a loser for not knowing this too. But I read that like last this past week too. I was like, oh my god, thank god. I was afraid it was just gonna be like a teaser for the anime.
I hate animes like that. Because it's like I wanna die and it's like, is this it? Is this over? Are we done? Is my relationship with the character is over?
Oh yes, that's what I thought. Oh man, my love in K died though. So sad.
Oh, I know.
But yeah. We won't give any spoilers, guys, because that's not the anime
not
we're talking
tonight.
About. No. Today, do you want to introduce it?
Sure, why not? So tonight is actually an anime we haven't seen. It was recommended to us a while back, and it's been a while, but it's pretty good. The name is Dust Maiden of Amnesia.
Yes.
So, well, it's amazing. I like
it. You like it?
Yes.
You did? Okay. I liked it.
Up to a certain point, right?
Yeah. There's like...
That's how I felt.
Okay, so the genres for this are like fantasy, supernatural, romance stuff. Basically this guy, what's his name? Teichi? I think it's his name. Becomes friends with the ghost that haunts his school named Yuko,
right.
I think. And there's, you know, he starts to want to try and find out what happens to her, like to her, or what exactly was her past, mm-hmm. I guess. She died in the school due to an accident. I don't think they ever made that clear, though, how she tripped.
We don't know what exactly happened, but we do know that it wasn't an accident at the school. But I don't, that's what I didn't get. That's what, when I found that out, I was questioning it. I was like, wait, you say that it happened at the school, but what exactly happened?
Yeah, they never even said if there was like a fire going on that made her maybe trip or fall or something into the dark closet or whatever.
Yeah, I think it was a dark closet.
I think it was murder. I don't know.
You know what? I don't know. Because the fact that they didn't clarify it was weird. You were to think that, you know, they'll tell you exactly what happened and how she became a ghost and, you know, what happened, why she's still there. But it trips me out about it because I'm questioning the entire show.
Me too, to be honest, me too. I didn't really, that's why I kind of stopped. He gets to know this ghost and he doesn't want to like leave her. He wants to find out what happens to her so she can gain some peace, I guess. And then she opens up, he ends up opening this club with his classmate, I think it's his junior, called Okonagi or Okonogi. Okonagi. It's a girl. Okonogi, yeah. We'll call her Momo, because that's her first name is Momoya, so we'll call her Momo. And this other girl named Kirie, or Kanoe. I like Kanoe, so. Kanoe. Yeah. Kirie, yeah. I think that's how you pronounce it. But yeah, they end up opening a paranormal investigation club to try and find out if there's, like, you know, some type, to try and basically get hauntings on camera, or, you know, to try and prove that the school is haunted. So, I think Kanoe can see Yuko too, right? I think she can see Yuko, and only she and Heiichi can see Yuko.
Right.
So, Okui has, or Momo just has no idea that there's actually a ghost there, and that they can actually speak to her. I don't know why she's the only one who can't see
Yeah,
him.
That's, or, that's another question. I was like, wait, that made no sense, though. To me, it made no sense.
Well, actually, it's kind of weird, because, okay, so in the, I think it was in episode 3, the first two episodes was basically just talking about how she met Teiichi, mm-hmm. and the first episode was basically just explaining to us that there's a ghost, but I think it was in episode 3 or episode 4.
I think it's where... 3 and 4, I think it's both, because it starts on 3 and ends on 4.
Yeah. There's like, okay, they really like a past relative of Kanoe, and I think it's weird that I would understand why Kanoe would be able to see her because it's a past relative, but I don't understand why Teiichi would be able to see her. Like, what kind of connection does he have towards her? Oh my god, I think I just put puzzles together.
Wait, chill. I'm still processing.
Whoa. Oh, well, because you know how in the first episode, he starts seeing, no, I think it's the second one. He starts seeing visions about her past before she even tells him anything of it.
Uh-huh.
That's kind of creeping me out. How did he see those visions?
Right.
I think there's some sort of connection between them, but, like, I didn't get to finish watching it, so I don't know. Well, wait, did you finish watching it? What episode did you get to?
I stopped on episode 9.
Episode 9, that's when I stopped. So I don't think they ever really... We don't know the ending. So those of you guys who are afraid of spoilers, don't worry. We can't give you much because we don't finish watching
it. Yeah, I didn't get the chance to. It's been busy the last 2 weeks or so.
Yeah. I would have kept watching it. I think I didn't because in over time as the episodes came on, to me it started feeling like the paranormal stuff and the ghost stuff or mysterious supernatural events was just like an excuse to put romance in there.
I think so because Kitty's younger sister, I know she started to have feelings for, what's his name? There you go.
Heiichi.
Yes.
Right? Yeah, I mean, it was in the first two episodes, I was into it. I was like, oh, this actually seems kind of cool, and the plot seems actually interesting. They're getting to the point where they really put that stuff just to have an excuse for the romance or to make it more romantic, which kind of turned me off on it. But I mean, it was cute. I like how they react to each other. I think it's hilarious. It's like, he's like trying to hold her hand, and he's like, no, I don't want to. I'm like, what the hell? He's a little romantic. Yeah, he's very shy. And she's very straightforward. She has a lot of confidence. She is not shy whatsoever. I think she's funny. But the story was nice, I guess. It was okay. But yeah, what really got me to stop watching it was basically that it like, if they took away the paranormal and supernatural,
I think it could have been better.
And just, if they just made it a pure anime, like, a pure romance anime.
Yeah, I think it would have been better because I think it was just extra to add more to, like, the story type of thing. But to me, it was just... Yeah, it's more to the story. Kind of just made no sense that it was just fluff. That's something I didn't like. The anime is good. Like, I liked it, but up to a certain extent.
Yes, I liked it. If it was just a romantic anime, it would have been perfect.
I agree.
But, you know, they put in the paranormal stuff. Because I guess they wanted to excite the story, but it wasn't really working for me.
Yeah, I think, you know, for others it might be their type of thing, but I think for us, it's just more, oh my god, hold on, I'm gonna fucking pause it. Hold on, I wanted to stop. I have to edit all this out. Okay. Anyways. That's what I was saying. I think for us it's more tight. We're more so. Jesus Christ. Okay, so like, I think for us, the way it would be is, it's more. For us, I think we would go more for a romance type of thing. Because that's just, you know, what we're into. But like, maybe for others, all combined together is what they like.
Yeah, I mean. I guess, I know some people who would actually probably really enjoy the show. But, I mean, it was a nice chemistry between the characters, though. The one character I really liked is Momoe. I thought she was really adorable, and she reminded me of Momiji from Fruits Basket. Mostly because of her appearance, but her kind of her personality trait, too. The way she was always, like, excited and happy. So, I'm like, aww. Brought back memories. But yeah, that was my love for in Fruits Basket, by the way, Momiji. I love that guy. Wish it was real. but yeah, I really enjoyed her character.
I didn't really have a favorite or really like got attached to anyone, I guess, because for me it wasn't my type of thing. But the story is it's good and bad at the same time.
Yeah, it had good comedy, too. The comedy was hilarious. There was some, I guess, ecchi in there, but it was actually, like, I don't want to say tastefully done, because that sounds weird, but it wasn't, like, as bad as school or anything. So I'm like, okay, this is funny. This is actually
school days. Oh, my God. Yeah.
I know, I don't really even remind me. Oh,
yeah, it's not like school days. It's not at all.
It's not like they do have etchiness or pervertedness, but it's not, you know, that kind.
You didn't even finish school days, did you?
No, I didn't.
The ending I got, like, sucked. For me, it was horrible.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I think I told you what happened, right?
I think you said, like, his head got chopped off.
No, she killed him.
Oh, Jesus Christ, man. What the hell?
Like, it was, horrible. It was really, it was graphic. Not graphic, it was, like, really gory for me. Like, I was just like, what just happened? What the hell did I just watch?
Like, the hell just happened just now? That's it, yeah. But yes, we didn't get to watch this one, you guys. So, I mean, like, if anyone did really like it, I guess fill us in on what we missed. Maybe there's something we didn't see.
I don't think it would have been... I don't think it makes much of a difference because there's only a 2 more episode or 3 more episodes. But because the story wasn't really leading anywhere.
Yeah, it wasn't tying me in. I mean... It was in the beginning, but over time, it just kind of got exhausting watching, like, the paranormal events and Yuko trying to, I don't know, I guess get at Teiji with her ghostly appearance.
Maybe that would be it.
Yeah, because to be honest, Yuko wasn't my favorite character. Over every anime that I've seen, she's not really a character I probably would enjoy. I don't know why. I mean, she's really pretty, and I did like her personality at first, but then it kind of got kind of boring, I guess. To me, it just seemed like she was just a pretty ghost with a lost story. Not much personality in there, so. I did like what she did in the first episode, though, when she was messing around with Momo. I thought that was hilarious.
Yeah, but I guess you know, for me, it's not my type of thing. It was good, I liked it, but like I said earlier, up to a certain extent. And I think we both agree on that, but if anything, like, you guys know, we'll watch it, but if it's not something we'll like, maybe we'll finish it, maybe we won't. Like, for example, Kuma couldn't finish School Days because it wasn't for her.
Yeah.
I couldn't finish Toradora because I didn't like it. I couldn't watch any more of it.
I think that's the only one we've disagreed on so far.
Yeah, Toradora and School Days. So far.
Toradora and School Days was the only two that
we disagreed on. But everything else we tend to agree on. Like, this one we actually agree on. We agree on that we like it, but up to a certain extent. But if anything, if you guys liked it, let us know what you guys, you know, how do you guys feel about it, and what's your reason? Why do you like it?
Yeah, I mean, that would help.
We're done here, and rating wise, I would have to go with a 3.
I think I'd go with the 3.5, maybe. Yeah, 3.5. I did like the animation. It was nice the way they moved and the way they were drawn out. So I'll give it a 3.5.
But yeah, so it's two different ratings, but it all really rounds up to like a 3.3. But if anything, it was actually, I love watching things I haven't seen in that neither of us has seen. Because it's always a different perspective.
Yeah. Plus, I mean, we get to watch new ones, too. So we get to watch new animes. So then that way, when people ask, we can talk to them about it. So it's nice being able to watch new ones instead of rewatch.
Okay. So what I think, what we'll do now is we'll close this up. As usual, follow us on Twitter. Follow Akuma at Mysterious Akuma. You can follow me at Misa Starkiller. You can follow our show at Starkiller Radio. You can send us emails. You can email Akuma@audioninjas.com. You can email me, Misa@audioninjas.com. You can email our show, StarkillerRadio@gmail.com. Check out our other shows, First Issue and Animeo. New shows will be coming soon. New stuff 2013, and we're finally back, and we're glad to be back. So we'll see you guys in 2 weeks.
Yes, we'll see you
Bye, guys.
Bye.